two delegations will be coming back to the Palais des Nations for this second round of discussions within the framework of the Geneva Conference on Syria. As you may know, last time, Mr. Brahimi organized sometimes meetings with the two delegations at the same time and sometimes separately. So we can assume that he's going to choose again the same type of format, sometimes with the two delegations together and sometimes separately.
Do we know what the agenda is?
The main focus of the discussions is the implementation of Geneva 1. And both the Secretary General and Mr. Brahimi have made it very clear. So the agenda is implementation of Geneva 1. Now, the detailed schedule of issues that will be taken day by day, we don't know, and I don't think Mr. Brahimi wants to share this at this point, very understandably. Now, during the first round of discussions, the week before last, while the main focus was also this political track, naturally, some other questions of a humanitarian nature were discussed because, as Mr. Brahimi said, the two parties cannot come together without discussing at some point the immense suffering that the Syrian people are going through.
Do we know what the two delegations have been doing since they were last in Geneva?
Well, we can assume that they have been consulting further on how to bring this process to a successful end. There were issues that were brought up during the first part for which they needed to consult further, obviously. And on the side of the opposition, they probably also have discussed ways to make sure that the delegation is as representative and as inclusive as possible.
And what has the joint envoy, Mr. Brahimi, been doing for these last 10 days?
At the end of the first round, he said it was an achievement in itself to bring the parties together, and he hoped that this second round of discussion would be slightly more structured. So I guess this is what he was working on.
How optimistic is he?
You know, he said several times, and the Secretary General has said it as well, they have gone into this process with their eyes wide open, with no illusion that it would be easy, and fully cognizant that the parties are wide apart, that the gap between them is very wide indeed. However, there's no other solution than political dialogue. So I don't know whether you could say that Mr. Brahimi is optimistic, but he's certainly determined.
What's the atmosphere like surrounding these talks? You were there during the first round. What does it feel like?
It felt rather hectic. There was a certain amount of tension. As you know, there was huge interest in the media. We accredited 1,000 journalists, for instance, for the launch of the talks in Montreux. So there was a lot of tension between the two parties, which you could sense through the media that came here from the region. A great deal of excitement, but also there was optimism, I think, that something could happen. And the fact that the talks did take place and the fact that the two delegations stayed, you know, for 7 days, they had never talked before. They had never sat in the same room in 3 years. I think there was a sense that in itself this was an achievement.